This week's mailbag comes to us from Lori via email. 65 hangers. I had asked a friend to come over and help me do a closet cleanse. I've lost 70 pounds in 6 months, and I knew I would be getting rid of a lot. She kept me moving. We also had a great chance to catch up and ended up having a spontaneous dinner of pork chops that I had cooked frozen, a salad, and green beans. It was all ready in the space of 10 minutes. I had lots of counter space, so prepping the veggies for the salad was no problem. The dining room table was mostly clear, so we had a comfortable place to sit. My bedroom was also very clean, so we could focus on purging rather than clearing a space to sit. I did not take a before and after, but I did take a photo of some of the hangers. I counted the hangers after she left. There were 65 hangers on my bed. She had already said we should do it again in 3 months because I'll be at a whole new weight. I still have enough stuff that fits, so I really don't need to go out and spend money on new clothes at this size. It felt great to welcome a friend in and be freely able to throw together a quick dinner in a very clean kitchen with lots of space. My fridge was also very clean, so when she reached for something, it was easy to find. It was great to sit and relax and just talk. It was a very good day. Lisa, it was because of the work I have been doing with the 100-day home organization program that I felt comfortable hosting a friend in this way. It was a nice experience, and I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you so much, Lori.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. It is time to go pro. Are you ready to go pro? We're going to be talking about being productive, profitable, proactive, positive, and those all come from the other P word, planning. Last week on the podcast, I walked you through how achieving a goal is multifaceted. In my experience, the way I've had success in achieving a goal is to make the goal time within 90 to 100 days. I don't plan goals that are farther out. I get started, I reevaluate, I pivot, but I keep the goal in mind. I don't necessarily take a goal, divide it into actionable steps. You know, that works in some instances. Possibly it works in business. Doesn't work at home. You know, a lot of these things that we learn about proactivity and productivity work great in business settings, but don't necessarily work in our houses. And there are many reasons why that happens, but I want to really talk to you about going pro in your home. I want to think about your role in the home as how you would be the pro version of yourself. What does a pro wife look like? A pro mom, a pro homemaker, a pro laundress, or maybe a pro homemaker hires out somebody else to be the pro laundress. You don't have to do all the tasks. You just have to make sure that they're done. Sometimes I call this being the CEO of your home. We call the productive home CEO planner for the 100-day program. I like that connotation. Like, being the CEO of my home really helps me in some respects because I think that, okay, the CEO of an organization knows that these 87 things need to get done, but they don't physically do all the 87. They oversee and make sure they get done. But sometimes when I hear the CEO of your house, I think it takes away the essence of who I am. Like, the softness of just being mom that, you know, is there to give you a hug when you've had a bad day or make hot chocolate chip cookies. Oh, my kids should listen to the podcast and then I'd have to make them cookies, but they don't, so. But those are the things that I did as a mom and a homeowner, and they aren't necessarily what I think of when I think of CEO. So however you want to picture this, I want to really talk about What would it look like if you were the pro, the CEO, the head chief in charge of everything that happened inside of your home? Doesn't mean that you have to do it. Doesn't mean you have to change anything about yourself. You know what it changes? It changes your mindset. Totally changes your mindset. There's something completely different about going out and, you know, hitting the ball around 9 holes on a Saturday night with a good friend, or deciding that you want to become a pro athlete in golf. Like you want to be on the next, you know, pro athlete tour. You can become pro in anything. But when you think about a pro athlete, and that's usually who we think about when we think of the word pro. If you think of an athlete, have they ever, in the entirety of sportsdom, achieved professional status by just kind of doing it? No, I mean, I am not athletic in any way, shape, or form, but I love to watch ice skating or swimming. And when you watch a documentary on Michael Phelps, or I love that movie Cutting Edge, which is about these two ice skaters, they are skating like 6-8 hours a day. Like all they're doing is ice skating, eating, and sleeping. Ice skating, eating, and sleeping. And any pro athlete is that way. They do their thing, they eat, and they sleep, and they have the most minimal social life possible. I'm not saying we're not going to have a social life, but I'm saying somewhere between that level of pro and your current level of running your household, somewhere in the middle is your version of going pro. And going pro is 100% a mental game. Any pro athlete will tell you that they win in their mind first. They've statistically proven that if you have people shooting free throws and you have people just practice hitting three free throws, people just visualizing making free throws, and then a group that does both, that the groups that do the best or the least are the ones that just actually practice the sport. It's the two that do the mental visualization that do better than just physically doing the sport. So much of what we do in our house is based on what we saw our parents do, what we see our neighbors doing, what we see on TV is being done, and then we evaluate and we judge ourselves based on those standards, whether or not we consciously decided that's how we were going to evaluate our homemaking. And when you go pro, when you decide that you are going to take control of this house versus this house taking control of you, you change your mental game from just, oh my gosh, I have so much to do, I just have to do the next thing on the list, the next thing off the list, the next thing off the list, to, okay, I'm going to look at every single thing on this list, and I'm going to say one, I'm going to ask it one question. Can you wait until Sunday? Getting milk and eggs, can this wait until Sunday? No. Getting a haircut, can this wait until Sunday? Yes. And everything that you could say yes to, changing batteries in a kid's toy, getting new paint to touch up something, you know, re-landscaping the yard, all these things that don't have to be done before Sunday, you purposely tell that thing that it has to wait. You tell your ideas, you tell your to-dos that it has to wait, because you are going pro and you are no longer just going to live in constant reaction to whatever is being thrown at you every single day. And you put those in the Sunday basket. And that is the first step of going pro, is creating and using a Sunday basket. A Sunday basket tells your brain that every single idea it has, fine, that has merit. I will write that on an index card. And then I will decide if I'm doing it now or I can make that decision on Sunday. And if I can make that decision on Sunday, I'm going to put it in the Sunday basket and I'm going to continue on my plan that I currently have without being distracted. Next week's podcast is going to be all about how you focus and are not distracted. The Sunday basket is the number one solution to stop being distracted and unfocused in your household life. Give your ideas, your to-dos, your mail, your family's requests of you a place to go, and that place is the Sunday basket. Professionals practice. They are constantly practicing, but they don't just practice the same scrimmage, the same set, the same reps over and over and over again without any deviations or alterations. They practice with the mindset of getting better, shaving off milliseconds from their time, figuring out another hack of making themselves better, perfecting and honing their muscles in their specific craft so that they can do more faster with less effort because of the way they are conditioning their body. You can do the same thing in your home. The first time I did this was with laundry. I'm sure you're like, oh my gosh, laundry. Laundry isn't going to go anywhere. But I am sure the way you do laundry today is different than the way you did your very first load of laundry, right? There are lots of things that you could do when you are practicing laundry and when you are constantly looking at how can I shave a few seconds, a few minutes off of this process. I was in a coaching call with someone and we were talking about her laundry and that Friday is the day where she is just done. Like she works a really, really hard job and she's like brain dead on Friday, but her kids and spouse are not. In our family, I'm the one that's not. But in this case, she was like, ugh, and the laundry. And I said, what about your spouse? She's like, well, he already does the laundry. And, you know, we'd like the kids to help with putting the laundry away. And their whole family has like a clean up the house on Saturday morning. Kids clean their bedrooms. They put the laundry away, all that kind of stuff. That's when they normally do the laundry. And I said, okay, well, what if Friday morning you start a load of laundry, go to work, and then before your husband goes to work, he puts that load in the dryer and starts another load of laundry. And then when your son comes home from school, it's his laundry that's actually in the dryer, and he folds that and puts that away and moves the washer to the dryer and starts the next load. And then when your daughter comes home, it's her load that's in the dryer now. So she folds it, puts it away, moves the washer to the dryer and puts in the next load. Friday night, your husband moves them again. And then Saturday morning, everything's cleaned and folded and put away before you even start doing your bedrooms. And she was like, mind blown. And I was like, yeah, it's a pretty cool idea. I love coming up with ideas like this on the spot. But that's a way to do laundry hacking. I mean, the hardest part about laundry is two things. Number one, constantly moving it until it's done. And number two, when it is done, folding it and putting it away, right? The actual doing of laundry is not very hard. It's the constantness of it and putting it away. So what is the best solution for you? Because moving it from one load to the next load is not high energy. It's just time consuming. Folding it and putting it away is high energy. Often we put folding and putting clothes away to the end of the day when almost no one has energy. Very few people have energy at 7 o'clock at night when you want laundry put away. But most people have energy in the morning. Might not be 7 a.m., but you know, between 9 and 11 a.m., most people have plenty of energy and can easily put away laundry and put it away faster than they could between 7 and 9 p.m. So what if you just changed when you put laundry away? That is going pro. That is thinking about something that you're regularly doing and figuring out how can I shave off that time? How can I make it work in our schedule more often? That is the practice work of going pro in your house. Is all of those, if you look at all of the tasks you do in your house as if they were conditioning or exercising for a pro athlete, doing dishes, doing laundry, getting the house clean, getting people where they need to go, making sure new clothes come in on a regular basis and old clothes go out, all of those things, those are your action, your game plays inside of your sport, and every single one can be optimized. And it always gets optimized through practice and through mentally thinking it through and problem solving how it can be faster. It never happens automatically or just through reactivity. No one ever goes pro. You're not going to find these productive solutions just by happenstance. Now, the laundry one you may have gotten from the podcast, but that again is still going pro. You are changing your mental game by listening to this podcast. That is going pro. The other thing about going pro is that pro athletes are all in. Like, there is no pro athlete out there that is doing amazing things in their sport that's just kind of doing it and working with something else over on the side. They are 100% in on their craft, and that is all they're doing. So when I say all in as a pro, I want you all 100% in on whatever one goal and one project you are doing in your house right now. Not doing the bedroom and designing a deck and also redoing the kids' rooms. And like, you've got so many projects going on all at one time. I'm speaking from experience here. I used to have so many different projects going on all at one time. And now I find that what I do is I pick one and all of my extra time, effort, resources, mental, everything goes towards that one project until it's done. Now, does that mean that sometimes there are other responsibilities I have to do? Of course. That there are other small projects that get thrown in there because of their time sensitive? Of course. But the one thing I'm going in pro on right now that you've been watching on Instagram all summer is my bedroom. And it's taking a long time and it's taking a lot more money than I thought it was going to, which usually is what happens with anything you do in your house. But, you know, a lot of the things I was going to cut corners on, like painting it myself and getting a less expensive headboard, we have now decided to go ahead and make the bedroom of our dreams. It's going to take a little bit longer. It's going to cost a lot more money than I thought. But halfway through the project, I realized I could do my bedroom like I've done my kids' bedrooms 5 times in the last 18 years. Or I could recognize the fact that the last time we did our master bedroom was 22 years ago. And the next time I will redo this master bedroom could either be never or 20 years from now. I was reorganizing my bedroom, redecorating my bedroom as if it was one of my children's bedrooms that I regularly repainted and moved the furniture around every 2 to 3 years. That's not how you decorate a master bedroom. Like the furniture and the lighting and the wall color in a master bedroom stays for 20 years. And halfway through the project, when I realized that, I thought, okay, I'm not going to skimp on these things because once this is done, I don't have to do this room again for 20 years. So are you matching the right amount of resources and effort for each project that you're doing in your house? Sometimes Greg and I tend to go overboard and go a little bit too pro and a little bit too nice on some of our projects that we could have done, you know, a little bit cheaper and quicker. And sometimes we go a little bit cheaper and quicker on some of the projects where we should have gone all in and put all the time and money in that project. So think about how you're doing your projects and how you're going all in. The last thing I want to talk about going pro is the fact that productivity always comes from you. You cannot get productivity and positivity always comes from you. You cannot get positivity from other people. It's virtually impossible. I've tried to be positive with other people to the point that they then will get that positivity from me. It's an inside game, just like everything else. Like your outlook on life is either positive or negative. And it's not 100% positive. It's not 100% negative. It's somewhere on that continuum. You lean more positive or you lean more negative, but it is complete effort and practice to live a positive life. Back in 2012, I was the most negative person you've ever seen. I know it's really hard for you to believe, but it's so true. I was negative. I was depressed. I thought the world was coming to an end. I thought everybody was out to get me. I was very, very, very negative. And it took me a long time to change from a negative reactionary person to a positive proactive person. But my life is so much better and I am so much happier being a positive person. When you are a positive person, you have to work on all of these different skills. So positivity comes from recognizing that you are in charge and you are crafting the life that you want to be living. However, whatever you start working on today, you will probably not see the benefits materialize for usually is 18 months for me. I know that seems like a long time from now. I will often tell you that getting your household organized takes 12 to 18 months because you need to go through the 100-day program 3 times. But I also know that the reason I'm saying 12 to 18 months is because it's not just the physical change that's going to happen when you organize your house. It is the mental and the mindset change from being reactionary to being productive and positive, from negative to being positive. And that takes about 18 months to happen. If you watch The life, I don't know who to quote for this, but the life that you have today is a direct reflection of what you were doing 18 months ago. How many times have you tried to change your diet or change your nutrition and you do really, really well for a couple of weeks and then you stop? I've done this so many times where I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat really, really healthy and I weigh myself and I don't see any changes. And then I decide to go off of whatever my new healthy thing is and totally go off the deep end. And then I step on my scale the next day and I've lost a pound. But the pound that I lost was from the 3 weeks of doing whatever it was that I was doing to change my behavior. And then the day before, I totally went off the wagon, but I still stepped on the scale and I saw that I was making progress. I quickly jumped back into whatever nutritional change I had made. And then I continue to see weight loss success. But I want to see it right away. Like if I give up the cheeseburger and I have a cucumber, I want to lose weight tomorrow. It doesn't happen that way. It does happen faster than mindset change though. And you may feel like, oh my gosh, I've done the 100-day program 2 times and I'm being all positive and the kids are still negative and my husband, blah, 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 and like it's just not going, you know, the way I want it to yet. It will. It will. It just takes time. No one ever in the history of ever became a pro athlete by doing something for 4 months or 8 months. Never, ever. It's years and years and years of working 4, 6, 8, 10 hours a day on their mindset, on their craft, on their nutrition, on their everything they do in order to get pro. Why do we expect that we spend one weekend decluttering our house and we're just going to live a productive, organized life now? It's a skill. It's a mindset that you are learning and you are growing through and you are going pro. So I'm going to recap what we talked about last week in our goal setting and add an extra step for you. So number one, I want you to set one goal that you're going to accomplish between now and December 31st. So a 4 month time frame, one goal that you want to accomplish. Number two, you're going to set up your routines and your habits, your morning, afternoon, evening routines. You're going to do some modification there that is going to support your achieving that goal. Number three, this is the new thing that you may not have done last time. I want you to physically block that time off on your calendar, on your paper calendar and your Google calendar, if you have one, your digital and your paper calendar. And I want you to block that off. Whatever you have decided the amount of time you're going to give this goal, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, an hour and a half. What are you giving your goal? And I want you to put it on your calendar every single day. Every single day. I want you to physically time block it on your calendar. This was huge for me. In everything I've done, when I started time blocking everything on my calendar, I started getting so much more done for 2 reasons. Number one, I could visually see it every time I open up my calendar, which is a lot during the day. And number two, when that time block would come on my calendar, I used to argue with myself all the time about how I didn't want to do whatever it was I put on my own calendar. And now when I see it, I just do it. I'm like, yep, I just do it. I just do it. I just do it. And I have stopped arguing with myself about my own goals and I've taken action. That takes quite a while to get through that, by the way. Number four, in addition to your time blocked calendar, every single day, because this is your goal, right? This is the number one thing that you want to accomplish in the next 4 weeks, 4 months. So you want to put all of your focus on this every day, right? In this set amount of time that's either corresponding to your morning, afternoon, or evening routine. Number four, I want you to put all of your extra time, effort, and money towards this goal. Whatever your goal is, every day, when you have 15 minutes here, 5 minutes there, $10 here, you wake up with a lot of energy on a Sunday morning, whatever it is. Oh my gosh, I never have this much energy on a Sunday morning. I want you to say to yourself, how can I use this for my goal? Oh my gosh, I can't believe we received a $50 check. How can I use this for my goal? Oh, you know what? I got done with work early. I could take an extra couple hours off. How can I use this towards my goal? All of that found energy, kind of like, you know, like when you're paying off debt and you're finding all the extra money to pay down your debt snowball, only we're using this towards our goal. And we are adding and adding. And what we're adding is focus and momentum and prioritization and time to this one goal. Number five, I want you to review daily, weekly, and monthly the progress you are making towards your goal and pivot. They say that when an airplane takes off and it's going to go like from one city to the next, there is a flight plan built into that airplane. Like airplanes basically fly themselves now, I guess. However, that pre-programmed flight plan that the airplane is on is constantly changing based on, I don't know, scientific stuff I don't know about. And that an airplane flying from one city to the next has a path to follow. And the entire job of the pilot and that program is to constantly reset the course back to the destination. Constantly resetting, resetting, resetting. Because a plane on its own is going to veer off course. And it has to constantly make adjustments and tweaks to make sure it's going to end up where it wants to go. That's what you have to do daily, weekly, and monthly if you're going pro and you're going all in on this goal and you're going to get this goal within 4 months. You need to constantly, every day, every week, every month, say, okay, you know what? I'm giving this goal too much time. I don't need this much time. Or I'm not giving this goal enough time. I need to give it more time. Or it needs more resources. Or it needs more of my effort. Or it's not working doing it at 7:30 at night. I'm too tired. I need to get up early. Let's try getting up early and doing it early. Let's try working longer on Saturdays. Maybe, like in the case of my bedroom, let's hire a painter. Let's have a painter come in and help me because I can't get to my goal until I have some professional help come in and help me with just this one little piece, not to do the whole thing, just this one little piece so I can keep going, so I can keep making progress on my goal. And the sixth thing you need to do is to continue until you're completely done. So often, myself included, I get so many projects around here to 80% of the way done. And then it's like almost done. So I start working on the next project. And you know what? I never go back and finish it. And what? So then I have all these 80% of the way done finished tasks. Sometimes I'll take a whole month and all I'll do that month are finish projects that are almost done around here. It's awesome actually to do that. And when I say continue until the goal is done, there have been many times where I get to the end of 4 months and I realize that I've made amazing progress towards this goal, but it's not done and it needs to remain my goal for the next 4 months. That's the 100-day program. The 100-day program is going to end up being your goal for 3 consecutive years, so 12 months, but 3 four-month years, how I do it. However, the goal will change slightly. So the goal the first 4 months is to get through every area of the house and to get it all decluttered as much as possible. The second time through, the goal is to get through every area of the house and to get it organized as much as possible. And the third time through, if you got through it the first 2 times, is to get through every area of the house, reevaluate, make sure that's how you want to maintain it going out, see if there's anything decorative or organizationally you need to add or buy or to make that space optimized and keep diving deeper and deeper into the areas that you've been skimming over because you use so much effort on the beginning areas of the program. So it doesn't mean that necessarily 4 months is all you need to achieve any goal. And also, I will find that sometimes I'll set out as my number one goal in the next 4 months is to do something and I have achieved it 6 weeks in. And now I have another 2.5 months left. I pick another goal and I get started again. All right, I would love to hear what you guys think about this going pro, being productive, profitable, proactive, being the CEO of your house. I can't wait to hear what your goals are for the next 4 months.